You're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Net. I'm Mike.
I'm Keith.
I'm Vic.
And I'm Bear.
We are the Dream Home Experts.
Thanks for coming back to Dream Home Experts. We have a special guest today. We got Fred Dudek from Little Bird Kitchen.
How you going, guys?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
I love our intro. Yes. It's so cool. I love it. So upbeat and exciting. I'm just going to throw that out there because I can't not. I get all hyped up. I'm all excited today. It's been a good week, you know?
It's been a fun week.
Especially for you, it's been a fun week.
It's been a fun week.
Fred, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course, really glad to come out. Thank you for having me.
216 on that. I've watched your show out there before and kind of got to, you know, taste some of your creation here. And it's so excited to have the rest of some of your line here and special creations here and all that kind of stuff as well. So let's just do introductions real quick, go through who we are, and we'll go right into the
Why
product
don't you start
here.
It off?
Oh, cool. Derek with Gold Shield Services, Heating, Cooling, Electric. We're based in Algonquin is our main office, and our second location is in Des Plaines.
Sweet
commercial.
Pitch.
Thanks, man. I got it down. I say it a lot, actually. You know, every time on the phone and kind of go through everything. So.
You're networking.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was a 30-second commercial.
My elevator pitch is really good. Commercial, industrial, residential. We are the experts in the heating, cooling, and the electrical department. And we just do things the right way. So, yeah, why don't you go?
I'm Mike with Jay's Plumbing. I'm the service manager there. We do residential and commercial plumbing services. That's pretty much. I'm a lack for words right now. So,
I'm Keith. I am with Jay's Plumbing. I work with the lovely Mike. I'm a licensed plumber. So pretty much simple as that. Mr. Fred.
And my name is Fred Dudek. I am the founder of Little Bird Kitchens, and we specialize in craft condiments.
Sweet.
Founder and chef?
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Fantastic. I love it.
So pretty. I have to say, I mean, for those of you that can't see in camera, the product in front of us, I mean, it's glistening. It's amazing. And I just really want to just dive into it and not care about what anybody else wants to do. I just want to eat it all to start out with on there as well. So, let's dive into who you are. How did you get Little Bird's Kitchen? What does Little Bird's Kitchen stand for? You know, kind of give us a little history.
Sure. So I've been cooking the better part of my life. And in college, I was a house cook. And I'm in competition barbecue. And just, I enjoy cooking. It's one of my passions. And this started last year when I made some cowboy candy for a Bears game. And I was just messing around with it. I saw it on TV and on a cooking show, and I thought, let's try it out. And then it just kind of stemmed from there. And what Little Bird Kitchen stands for has a lot of sentimental value to me. You see in the background is the red and white. That represents the Polish flag because I'm Polish.
Oh, awesome.
Little, L-I-L. My father was a truck driver, and his CB handle was Little Guy, L-I-L Guy.
Cool.
And then when I was born...
Can I ask a question? Was he a little guy?
He was.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
He was 5'6", and I'm 6'1". So, you figure that one out, guys? I have no idea. No clue. He was a little guy.
Milkman conversation right there. We need to talk about. So.
Well, most Polish guys are a little,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. And then there's me, who, right. You know. So then... The bird came from my last name, Dudek. In Poland, there's this little tiny bird that they've nicknamed in the Polish folklore. The name of it's called the Hopo, but they nicknamed it the Dudek, which was kind of soul-crushing to me when I found that out, because I'm this big guy thinking, oh, a big bear, and then I'm like, this little tiny bird. I'm like, you know, this isn't fair for me. But, like, come on, man. So that's how Little Bird came to be.
Oh.
And what had happened was... my wife and I, Joy, we had talking about starting a food truck. And it was going to be Little Bird Sammy's. And we were going to specialize in gourmet sandwiches, but it was going to be the Sammy's because I'm a big Van Halen fan, more liking Sammy Hagar. Oh. So everything had a reason for it.
Nice.
A good friend of mine, John Bologna, was the one who designed the label, and we went through a certain process of, like, he hand-drew all that labeling for me, and I had an idea, and, like, we did some prototypes, and this is what the final one. It's just eye-catching. Like, I've been doing farmers markets, and people, like, just stop and look at it, and, like, it catches their eye. That white and red just, like, brings it in.
It's pop.
Yeah, it just pops.
It's nice.
So, yeah, it just started with Cowboy Candy, and now we have 15 different products, and we're looking at, well, we're not looking. We will be doing Jardinere.
Okay.
In the near future.
I love Jardinere.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been fun. Because of COVID, my normal job, I'm in scrap metal recycling, that kind of slowed up because of the virus. My customers dried up, and being 100% commission, I needed to make ends meet.
Sure.
So I had to, and I hate to use that word, pivot, and, you know, make things happen. And it's been pretty incredible. Just Christmas time alone, when people started asking me in August, like, can I buy Christmas presents to give?
And it's solid. It was a smart thing to do.
Oh, it is. And it's just like the honor of something that you've created, they want to give to their loved one.
Right.
Which is so cool. You know?
It's like with me telling you, it's like seriously, when I got the most recent purchase from you, like the cowboy candy, like obviously I like the super hot stuff that you make. My wife like delved and just went in straight forward with the cowboy candy. I just got to it this week. And we're like,
you're telling me that your wife went head first into cowboy candy.
My wife absolutely loves it.
She's head over heels.
And I love it. Like this morning, I made eggs and I made a pepper and egg sandwich. So what did I put in there? Put the cowboy candy, and then I put the triple X in there. So I cut it up fine, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic making an egg sandwich like that. You know, you just got to be careful on eating too much at one time.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. And, like, I will disclose this. The regular cowboy candy is too hot for me. I make it, and I know people enjoy it, and my wife is my taste tester from cowboy candy on.
Nice.
Like, she hasn't tried the triple X yet. But I've had enough people tell me that it's really quenched their need for that spice.
Yeah, so, hot stuff is my jam. I love anything spicy. The spicier, the better. Obviously, when you hit a certain point and you start crying versus, you know, and your throat feels like it's going to burn,
right.
I kind of question my decision at that point. I still will do it just because I enjoy the burning sensation down my throat.
I mean, it's smooth, man. Like the triple X is it's hot. It kicks you. But it's smooth. I enjoy it. That's one of my favorite products. And obviously, we have a deluge of products here today, and we're going to talk about all of them here shortly. But you know, number one thing as me being a friend with you and you coming on the show, I can't thank you enough, and I want to support your product as much as I can. And obviously on the barbecue pages that we're a part of, we try to support that as much as possible with new and coming people, telling them, hey, buy his product. You're going to enjoy it.
That's a good question.
Where do you
get your product at?
Right now it's through my Facebook page. Where there's a shop now button. You just click on that. And once you go through there, I get a notification that somebody's placed an order. And one of the things we try to pride ourselves on is getting that order out, if not that day, but the next day.
Wow.
I tend to have a little bit of OCD where I want to make sure everything is taken care of. And like it only takes 2 seconds to tap on your phone and check to see if you have a new order or not.
Sure.
Right.
And so...
Do you ship across the country?
We do. And that's the really cool thing is we are shipping nationwide. We are in 32 states now.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Nice job, man.
I love it.
As far as Hawaii, Alaska.
Really?
Yes, we have a...
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and so we're down.
Can I ask a question really quick about Alaska? So does it feel any warmer in Alaska when you get that spiciness is my question. Any Alaskan people that are watching, I don't know if we've reached Alaska yet, but someday.
I would hope so.
Yeah, right?
I would hope so.
Here, let me ask you this. Have you shipped to Tennessee yet?
No.
Wow.
I got you covered on that.
Okay, so then here's the great thing. So we're doing a contest. So whoever gets a person to buy or send to a state that's needed, they get entered into a contest. And by the time all states are taken care of, you did that. And so you would be, I think, number 9 on the list. Now, right. We put in a randomizer, and that winning person gets one of my bundles. Sweet. Their choice.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, cool. So you can get a Cowboy Flight, which is the Cowboy Candy Light, regular Hot AF or Hot AF Triple X, all the way to the Sunday Funday Bloody Mary mix. Just depends on whatever you want. And that way we can get to the remainder of the states. We want our goal for 2021 is to have at least one customer in every state.
It's okay.
So I can tell you right now, we got a couple of listeners in New York, my home state. Okay. And so all you New Yorkers out there, and you got nothing to do right now. I know, because I'm from there, and there ain't nothing to do right now because it's buried in snow.
Well, and locked down. Order yourself some Little Bird Kitchen.
Order yourself some Little Bird Kitchen. It is fire, I can tell you right now. I've had a bunch of it personally. I can't wait to try stuff that I haven't tried before on there as well. I do have a bunch of comments in here, so we have a lot of followers out there. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
For supporting. And I want to just throw out, so Ryan Michael says Little Bird Kitchen rocks. Yeah, buddy. We have...
That's Ryan Michael from Barbecue Blackstone and Beer Facebook page that we follow.
There's a free tagline for you there, Michael. Ryan Michael. Let's see here.
Also, while he's looking, you're listening to us on 216.net. We're also live.
Yep.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yep. Matt, I'm not going to even try to pronounce that last name. Says Triple X Rocks.
Matt Kleinwalker.
Matt, yeah, he's good.
He's good people.
I have a comment from my brother. So thanks for watching, Brandon. And he says Derek is a wiener when it comes to hot stuff. So yeah, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that, buddy. Yeah, and shout out. Sorry, fact check him, but we have shipped to Tennessee, so we need to apparently fact check.
Okay, so
some
your
stuff
wife
here,
is fact checking us.
Oh. Okay, I forgot the.
It's okay. No, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I'll because I've seen you guys do this awesome map, and it isn't a scratch off map.
Yeah, and I forgot to bring it. So Joy got me this really cool map idea. It's about yay big, and it's a giant scratch off of the United States. And so every time we ship to a new state, we scratch it off. Nice. And like from Illinois going west, the majority is gone. Like we just need like Utah, Oregon. I mean, I have the list right here of what is needed, and I can buzz through that real quick.
I like
so
the
anybody listening to us, please try to order from.
Yeah, somebody share this in Utah. I don't know if we know any. I don't know anybody in Utah, but
you can find him on Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook's Kitchens.
Facebook's a powerful thing.
So I'll go real quick. Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. So I guess we did that. Okay.
So Brandon just asked, have you shipped to Maine? Maine is on the list, Brandon. So,
well,
I mean, it's
pull
simple.
Pull that trigger, partner.
So simple order. Follow him on Facebook, Little Bird's Kitchen on Facebook.
We want to fill that board for him.
We do. I mean, listen, we're all about supporting local businesses. I consider you an expert in what you do. You know, the other part, everyone, we've got 5 or 6 comments here asking about cowboy candy. So can we kind of dive in real quick just to what cowboy candy is?
So cowboy candy basically is a candied jalapeno. Ooh. So I slice all jalapenos by hand and
well, hold on a second. You got a new fancy tool.
I do have a fancy tool.
There. I'm gonna call you out on that one, bud.
So at first I started cutting jalapenos one at a time.
That sounds tedious.
It was. And I'm like, this is just ridiculous. So I did 2, and I did 3, and I could hold 3 at a time in my hand as I sliced it. And so then I started investigating. I'm like, there's got to be some kind of commercial choppers out there. So for Christmas, Joy got me this awesome, it's super heavy, but I can slice like 2 or 3 jalapenos at a time into slightly, like just cha-chunk, cha-chunk. It's awesome. And, like, and there's a rhythm to it. And, like, I'm in the zone. It's like a bass line.
Like, listen to the tunes while you're doing it.
Yeah, pretty much. Listen,
can I just tell you how excited you are right now at that? Like, no joke. Like, you can feel the energy of, like, being like chunk, chunk. Like, you got a rhythm to this.
Yeah,
thing.
It is. It's just like, it just calms my head. It's like,
that's awesome.
You ever see Baby Driver, the movie?
Oh, of course. Yeah,
the hum and the drum. Oh, yeah, it's like, I got the hum and the drum. It's like,
amazing.
Dum dum dum.
Yep.
Nice. So it's fun.
You cooking every day?
I am. I should say I try to. I had a little accident the other day, so I took
no
a couple
Band-Aids
days.
No Band-Aids in.
No, no. It was it was a silly mistake. I had actually the slicing blade to my cutter drying behind the faucet, and I was filling up a pot. We were making pasta, and I went like this, and I put my hand right into it.
Oh.
And oh, man, that hurt. Oh, man. Whew. And I, like, applying pressure. I had my hand over my head for, like, a half hour. And, like, Joy's like, can I help? I'm like, just leave me alone. And, like,
I need
to
take a minute.
Yeah.
So it's a new flavor coming out is, you know, ouch. Yeah.
That was, it was just pure stupidity. You know, I wasn't paying attention.
All right. I'm dying. Like, I this is Let's all sitting it. Out Let's here. I'm a big dude. I got to eat.
So,
stand. That's it.
Let's, going back to the cowboy candy.
Perfect.
It's in a liquid, which is a, basically a sugar, a vinegar blend, and some spices.
Okay.
And one of the products I brought is liquid gold. And what liquid gold is the excess liquid that the cowboy candy comes packed in. When you make it, there's extra juice, as I like to call it, and we didn't want to throw it away, so we started experimenting with it.
I always like extra juice, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Juice. The juice.
And Joy pours some of it in her coffee. It's great. I have a guy that pours it on his vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
You dip your pizza crust in it. Pour a little bit in your chili. Pour it on your ribs when wrapping. There's, like, as you can see on the label, that I literally wrote on there, applications are endless because there's so many different things. And I have customers texting me all the time, I just tried cowboy candy in my martini, and it's awesome. I'm like, not cowboy candy, liquid gold. And they're like, they're just coming back. And they're like, and then people ask me, what do I do with it? I'm like, well, here you go. Here's the whole list. Everybody has to tell me what to do.
Just think about what you can do.
Just throw it on everything, and then you can figure out what works and what doesn't work.
Think outside the box.
Right. So yeah, grab some cowboy candy. I brought some little tweezers here.
So while they're setting it up, I have a crazy story. So my brother's watching a show in Maine, by the way. So he lives in Maine, and it's absolutely gorgeous, super secluded, one of the prettiest places ever.
Do it on the
So
plate.
I can't eat macaroni and cheese without putting peanut butter in it. And yeah, exactly, right? So you think that's kind of weird. So how I do it
I don't
is,
think it's weird. I think it's interesting.
You can't knock it till you try it.
Go
because
for it.
At the end of the day, you get this real nutty flavor to it, and you get this weird taste that you wouldn't expect adding cheese. Okay. And you don't just throw a slab of peanut butter afterwards. You actually just cook it while it's so when you boil it, you throw in the noodles inside, and while they're kind of, you know, boiling, you throw in a scoop of peanut butter, and you just kind of let it all, you know, mix together and melt down. And at the end of the day, you just add it together and all that kind of stuff as well. So I want to shout out to Vic, our producer in the back here. He's unheard today, unfortunately. His new microphone, fancy one, is not working properly.
Give us a shout, Vic.
So yeah, you can give us a shout. Awesome, cool. Thank you for all you do. And as you can see, thanks everyone for not telling us the camera was fuzzy the whole time last show. Yeah, I appreciate that. Everyone was commenting about us, but not our cameras fuzzy.
Yeah.
Okay, yep, and my sister's watching too, and she says peanut butter's weird. And Kara, you already know I'm weird. Like, you grew up.
My wife is watching.
What else do you have to say? So
should be watching with my three.
So what is this? What do we got in front of
this
us?
This is
now?
The original cowboy candy.
Original cowboy candy.
Original cowboy. We got some crackers or something we can mix in the mix.
We got crackers.
We have what a kind plethora.
What do you want? The clubhouse? Do you want the Triscuit? What do you want?
You want the Ritz?
I got many selections.
I'll take the Triscuits just because I want you to open something different that you didn't touch. Actually, you know what? I want the club ones instead.
I see
just go with the Triscuits. Let's go.
I know. So, and the first opening is just ended up on the floor right now. So this is the original cowboy candy is what you're saying. Okay.
This is what started everything.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. Go on.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies first.
Say, oh, touche. So should this be spicy? Should this be...
This is going to have a nice mild sweet heat.
Okay, mild sweet heat. Awesome. So somebody's got to talk while we're...
Yeah.
Tell me what ingredients went in the original, I guess. There we go.
So, again, it's basically sliced jalapenos, apple cider vinegar, there's some turmeric in there, and there's some garlic and some other things.
Give all your secrets.
I'm not going to give everything. I'm just giving a little idea. There is no salt, which is a good thing if you.
That's awesome.
Cool. Oh, that's very tasty. That's good.
Is this your first time trying it?
First time I'm going to have any of this.
Oh, this is. We have a virgin.
Yes, I am.
Oh, man.
All right. Shake and bake.
Oh, do we love the virgins?
So, yeah, it's a process, and the most complicated thing about it is the actual cooking time. It has to cook for a specific amount of time, otherwise it gets too mushy or not that feel right there. It gets a little too hard.
That feel.
And so, you know, it's a specific time that when you... I don't even need to look at a clock anymore. When I see that coloring, I can pull it off and, like, start my next batch. So what I do is I buy cases of jalapenos at a time. And a case of jalapenos is 35 pounds. So I will chop off the little nib on the bottom and tie the top off where the stem is. And then I'll take my mega slicer and chop up everything. And I have these same bowls we use every time. And I know how much I can put in each one to fit into my stock pot that I use. And then we cook it all down. And then there's a process of packing it, filling it with the liquid. And then it's all canned. And so they're all shelf stable for over a year. These are all pop now, but when you get them, it's concave, it's vacuum sealed, so it's shelf stable until you open it. And once you open it, I ask that you do put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
And everything, you should give it to a good shake because a lot of things like to settle to the bottom.
Sure. Wow. So I have to say, I got a really nice shot of apple. I got a really nice, even sweet flavor to it. Not overpowering, not hot at all.
It's not hot
great,
at all.
Mild. It's mellow. You know, it's very good.
It's zing.
It tastes like candy.
It does taste like candy. Yeah. It's got very candy. Much.
So then, the one
is crunchy, right? Like, right. I got a crunch. Like, you expect something sitting in a can and, you know, basically sitting in oils and everything, it's going to be mushy. Mm-hmm. And you said it perfectly. It's not mushy at all. I got a crunch to that pepper as well, which is incredible.
The nice thing, too, is I like the fact that you date everything.
Right.
So we know when it's made. Obviously, if I've had, from, I've opened a lot of, I should say, let me rephrase that. My grandmother cans a lot of things. So I know, like, when things are made. So I know myself how things are canned. Now, if there's people that are out there that are like, they see a date and, well, is it going to be okay? Are they going to question it? No, like, vacuum sealing is perfect. It's going to make it last for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Hence why you say, hey, refrigerate it after opening.
And it's written right on top of there, just in case you don't remember.
And the labeling is perfect.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic.
That was a lot of trial and error, too. I always crunching, trying to fit different things in there and just giving them a little bit of information that they need so that they can enjoy it longer.
Yeah, it's not mashed together at all. Like, everything really flows nice on your palate. You got nice, rich flavors. It's impressive. Very, very, very good.
Well, thank you.
So that was the original cowboy candy available right now to order.
Yep.
Little Bird's Kitchens.
Yep.
On Facebook. And you can
jars are $10
there.
A jar.
Cool.
Plus shipping I need to ship. I do offer local delivery.
Okay.
So what I did next was my neighbor... Gotta give a jar of it to my neighbor, and he's like, it's a little too hot for me. So I didn't bring it today, but I made a cowboy candy light where I take the time to core out where the heat comes from. The heat comes from the membrane, or what they call the vein, and the seeds. So there's just little rings of jalapenos, and it's cooked in the same liquid gold without any seeds in it, so it doesn't have that heat to it.
Okay. Hmm.
So then the next thing I did was I had people like, this isn't hot enough for me. I said, okay, I can amp it up. So then we have the cowboy candy hot AF. And I went to the store and started grabbing all kinds of hot peppers. There's red and orange habaneros. There's green and red Thai chilies. There's serranos. There's shishitos. There's peron, fresnos, cayenne, finger hots, serranos. And by weight, I put 15% of jalapenos in there.
That's super calculated.
Wow.
Well, I, because
that's impressive. Well, I didn't know, like, obviously I'm not a small guy, so I can eat. Like, it's nobody has to know I eat a lot, okay?
Right.
But at the end of the day, I don't know where, I didn't know that information existed. The membranes, you know what I mean? So, like, there's so much knowledge that I can see the passion and the time you've put in to figure out kind of each part of it and how to make things flavor different, you know what I mean, to each person. So.
Right. So then the whole idea why I only put so little mm-hmm. of the jalapenos in there is because I charge a little more for it because the peppers are more and jalapenos sure. are cheap to begin with. But it's all based on the Scoville scale. And the Scoville scale is the way that they determine, it's a scientific process, they determine how hot a pepper is, where a jalapeno averages around 5,000 Scoville units, where you go the opposite spectrum, where you have a Carolina Reaper, which is claimed to be the hottest at 2.2 million Scoville units.
Wow.
So in the hot AF, you're right around the 500,000 on average range. Mm-hmm. And then once I got my hand on some Reapers and I made Cowboy Candy Hot AF Triple X.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
And that doesn't even have any jalapenos in it. That's real just nice. All burning your mouth sensation. So
real nice.
Burn right through you.
Right. That's amazing. I didn't bring a dare of that, but I didn't bring the hot AF if you want to try that one next.
Mike's bathroom thanks you for not bringing that yes. hot AF right now, by the way.
Dude, I could
have. Art just, my partner actually said, I want all the veins and seeds in my candy. Art loves hot stuff. Hotter the better, which is great. So when we eat lunch, we usually have some pretty good hot stuff in there. I will take anything. Yep, that sounds good.
I'm going to give you.
So what are we about to try next here?
This is the hot AF.
Oh, great. Okay, cool.
So this is the next step up.
Let me try this one.
Not to do the jalapenos. Try to get some,
real.
Get some ugly ones.
I get them.
Yeah, we don't want to do onions for me.
Hook them up with the colors in there.
Yeah, you want the colors.
What are we doing
over here, boy?
Okay. I'm a real boy.
I'm a real boy one day.
So temperature scale, where are we looking? Medium, mild,
this is hot.
This is hot. Like this hot AF is.
Yeah, this is hot.
AF. That's why it's AF probably,
cool.
huh?
So if
it's
I
not
just
the hottest, but it's hot.
So, you know, I have a pretty big pain tolerance, but apparently my brother's right. Sometimes I get a little scared, so I'm having a little anxiety right now. So if I run off of the show, running out to find the snow that's outside to bury my face in, you guys know what happens.
Hey, Darryl.
So, hey, what?
I have a question for you.
Okay, shoot away.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Just as much as a tree screams as it falls.
Zing,
did
ring,
you see
dinger.
How fast I got that? That was pretty good.
Because you probably heard it a few times.
Yeah, that's not my first time.
You
on
were
that.
Pre-planning that
yeah.
one.
That one's actually been sitting in the wheelhouse for quite some years now. Thank you for getting that one out. It's been out there for a really long time. And my sister is actually watching my other sister in New York. She has a lot of New Yorkers.
There you go.
So did I see that someone's commented wasabi?
I see. Let's see.
If you can read that, you got great eyes because
they're pretty decent. They're getting worse.
That says weenie is what it says, okay. And that's I'm assuming.
I see a W, and I just go okay.
I'm assuming
there's so
that's
many letters.
About, it says okay, cool. Sounds good. So, cheers. All right, are we eating?
Yeah, I'm already eating.
Okay, cool. Well, talk about your experience.
So, what'd you think, Mike?
That was actually not that hot as I was expecting.
Well, then dig in.
I will. but very tasty. It had nice heat to it. I want to try more for sure. So,
yeah, get some of those reds.
Yeah, because he gave me a lot of the,
man,
the jalapeno on there.
So this one sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it. It's mm-hmm. sweet on the tongue when you taste it, but then once it starts to do its job, it hits you in the back of the throat.
Yeah, and we have no drinks, just FYI, for everyone.
Oh, I got one sitting right next to me.
I have one sitting next to me. I don't know if we want to discuss
if I can bring that up and drink it. Really quickly. And it's amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
It is not like, it's hot, and I can feel it. And you definitely have that burn, but it's not uncomfortable, right? So like,
I'm fishing here.
Yeah, it's not like you're like I need to run outside, right? It's actually just you have a really good mild burn going on, I guess is what you want to say. But it's smooth. It's not like a harsh part of it as well.
Oh
so,
yeah, get the big hot.
There you go.
So that what kind of different peppers in this one?
That's the habaneros, the Thai chilies, the serranos, the shishitos, Fresno. Finger long hot, cayenne, peron, Did I say Serrano? It's the plethora of... At Pete's Fresh Market, where I usually get it, I don't want to plug them, but that's where I get them. Anyway, there's a whole top shelf, and I just dig in and just get...
Pete, he's looking for a 5% discount now, yep. Just FYI. So, no, it's a crazy... The look, the colors is incredible.
Right, the colors are what makes it...
really good pop to it, so...
Yeah, that was a little bit hotter with the other colors.
Once you get the other colors.
So we need to keep getting Mike more and until he runs out the door, because I'm not going to adventure in the pushing that envelope of I feel great right now. So, awesome.
All right, so the next thing I made, which will probably be your favorite, is the pickled red onions.
Okay, oh, great, yeah. I will not be eating those, by
and
the way.
And I modeled it after a Eastern European flavor where there's fresh garlic, fresh rosemary and thyme, and some of the spices, including our peppercorns, coriander, mustard seed, and stuff like that. And what's interesting about the way the pickled red onions are made, I actually cook them in a sous vide method. And sous vide cooking is when you cook something in a water bath at a precise degree.
Okay.
So these are cooked at... and exactly 143 degrees.
Don't disclose your information, bro.
I'm not going to say how long. How long is the key.
That's good. Okay, cool. Good.
Because you can turn it into mush right away.
Okay, good.
So that's what we were talking about earlier about trial and error.
100%.
I went too far, and it was just like an onion, like almost like, well, you wouldn't know this, but onions you get in French onion soup, where it's that really mushy kind of thing. And that's not great. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Because I designed this to go on bratwurst and sausages like that, and we're...
can you say sausage again? You have a great way of saying it.
Sausage. Well, you're from New York.
I am.
So you don't say sausage.
Chicago.
I'm from upstate New York. From like a small town with like a bunch of trees and a bunch of lakes in it. You want me to say dog and coffee and start really bringing out some fake accent from New York?
What if you're New York? Sausage. Give me that sausage.
Yeah.
So yeah, grab the red onions.
Yep. So for you that don't know me personally, I hate onions, and I'm gonna take a little like hit at this because number one, I want to be respectful for your stuff, and you don't. My psychological problems with onions are based on my mother forcing me eating onions that I didn't want to eat. I didn't like onions,
so I can't eat mashed potatoes because of that same reason.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What? Is it a consistency thing or is it?
Because yes, I love my mother to death, but she could not make mashed potatoes to save her life.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I had to clear the pan as a kid, so I'd have to drink down so much milk to kill the mashed potatoes. To this day, I choose not to eat mashed potatoes.
So is it the real mashed ones up or is it the chunky ones or just in general?
Yeah, the
ones.
Chunky stuff. Yeah.
My wife's got a weird thing with like tomatoes. She can't do chunky tomato sauce, but she can do like regular tomato sauce. It's like a consistency thing. So, but yeah, I mean, this looks great, and I really do wish I liked onions, but I will projectile vomit across this room if I even like get a shot of it. So I'm just gonna let you guys do that, and you can.
I don't usually like onions, so this will.
So are you gonna puke on me right now?
No, I won't puke.
Okay, good.
I'm not like you.
You like it?
Yeah. And I've never really truly been crazy about red onions. Like raw red onions, I will eat it in a guacamole. I will eat it in other like on a taco. Like if it's cut up, I can't. This is solid. It doesn't. It cuts whatever you're doing to it. Cuts out everything to it. Mm. And it just.
It's a blend of vinegars.
So is it sweet or is it spicy? Like you gotta get.
There's no spice to it.
Okay.
It's definitely sweet. That's good. I don't like I said I don't usually like onions, but that's actually really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I just will never experience that. I'm really sorry.
Don't be. It's all good. Like I said before, I don't eat all the hot stuff, and I make it.
So the other thing, too, is I want to talk about is obviously you are in the world of barbecue.
Yes.
Oh, what the
hell? So I'm sure that Ryan is watching right now. And was it also who else is a part of the group? Dan?
Dan and Barry and Alyssa are all part of QPD, Barbecue Pork Department.
So this is obviously a plug for QPD. But I want to briefly talk about that. What is in your realm of doing barbecue? What do you do on the team and what recent competitions you guys have done? And I know you guys have done some stuff through, a VFW hall out in, was in Yorkville, was
yep.
it?
Yep.
And you guys did for veterans and things like that.
Right.
And that's huge. That's huge.
So I want to give a plug out to a good friend of mine, Sean Young of Risky Brisket Barbecue. we took a class, one of his Barbie classes at Wanamaker's over a year ago, and that's how our team came to be. We were all in the same team, and we all met on a different Facebook page that we don't talk about anymore because of too much drama. But yeah, that's besides the point. So, yeah, we've done 4 competitions. The first one was Salute with Smoke, and it's based on helping veterans with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And that was our first one, and we competed against 40 teams, 10 of which ranked nationwide. We came in 17th for our first competition,
right?
Which was pretty incredible for us,
Pretty damn good.
So we've done another Salute with Smoke, we've done Honor Q, and then the Winter Burn, which is in Des Plaines. And what I do for the team is I'm the box man. I'm the one that prepares the competition-style boxes for presentation. I do the rib trim, and I help with seasoning, things like that. I leave the cooking to Barry because that's his baby. Black Betty is our cooker.
Nice.
And then we all contribute, and like, going back to the hum and the drum kind of thing, when I start making a box, you can't talk to me because I don't hear you. I'm just in there placing kale or placing
kind of like when you're chopping.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And
we
goal
saw
is to
how
make
happy
box
you got when chopping. So just
as pretty as possible.
That's awesome.
Right. Well, I did. It happens.
Yeah. I mean, I've just viewing what you guys do on the page and what's being posted. I mean, it just seems like you guys are in tune. You guys are trying to get out there and you're trying to get yourself known. And it's obviously shown that you guys are doing some great barbecue. And my personal thing is like, if you're going to make barbecue, you're doing it out of love, and you're actually wanting, like what you're doing here is you're providing a product that you want people to love, and that's what barbecue is you're making barbecue with your heart, and you're wanting it to show people what you can do.
And right. And that's one of the hardest thing about it though, is that competition barbecue ribs is different than backyard ribs, where most people want that fall off the bone taste. Judges in KCBS competitions don't want that. They want a pull and a bite, and it stays on there, and that's really hard to do.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know any of this stuff. Right.
I would love to have more of the group members from the team on the show to talk about it. Because obviously that's something that I admire. I love in doing that. And, you know, like the one thing I could say too is like what you posted on the page the other day. With the pork chop?
Oh, yeah.
That was solid.
That was good.
That was solid.
Yeah, that was, I bought some pork loin and I seasoned it with Boar's Night Out White Lightning. And then I took, it's called a Jacquard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tenderizer. It's got 3 sets of needles.
Yeah,
yeah. And so I did that to like tenderize
I like to tenderize my meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your meat. Sorry.
And then
I had to throw in a
to make it healthy, it was cooked sous vide, and then it was flash fried in oil, but it was only fried for like maybe 2 minutes because it's already cooked.
Yep. You're just bringing it up the temp a little bit.
Well, you're crisping up the crust. That's
right.
All you're really doing.
Right.
So it's not being super saturated in oil for so long.
Right.
And that picture I posted was Joy's dinner, where she coated one with the pickled red onions and the other one she did with the mustard seeds. And it's just so good.
Right. Yeah.
So I want to just do a real quick. So how do people get a hold of you? How do they find you? So Jen, your wife, by the way, her mind is blown right now that you just ate some onions. So apparently that is definitely a thing. And I'm really being, you know, like
anybody that knows me, they would be blown away. Cool. That I just ate onions.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, just go to Little Bird Kitchens on Facebook. There's a click now button.
Okay.
Click on there. It has all the descriptions of everything we do.
Sweet.
And then once you place an order, I get a notification. And then there's a spot on there, how you heard about us. And whoever's watching today, you mentioned experts. Yep. You're going to get 15% off your order.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, yeah.
Appreciate that.
I am shipping nationwide, and I try to ship the most cost-effective way.
Of course,
way.
Yeah. You're not a major... $17 million operation per year.
Exactly. So and the funny thing is like I found out, and I might not want to say this, but like USPS, when you ship in that special rate box,
sure.
There's other ways to use that box and send it for cheaper for the same exact thing, which I've figured out. And I just want to save my customers money because, you know, if you're going to spend $10 for a jar and another $10 for shipping, you're spending $20 for a jar, and, like, that's a lot of money, you know, these days.
Right.
Sure.
You know, and some of the stuff people blow through in a sitting. Like, I have got some people that eat a whole jar of cowboy candy at a dinner time.
Yeah, that'd, know, be, like, that'd be Keith in the morning before he goes to work. And then he has to stop at the bathroom to... No. I'm just kidding.
No.
Fantastic. Let's move on to the next
So then the next thing I made was Kickin' Carrots. And Kickin' Carrots is right here. Is based off our favorite Mexican restaurant style carrots you get at table. So there's a combination of carrots, Spanish onions, cauliflower, and jalapenos.
Okay.
And it's in a vinegar base.
So hot, spicy, where are we on
it? It has some heat to it. Okay. It's not super spicy.
Fantastic.
And I have had these are fantastic.
Again, it looks so good. Like the color schemes in there, just everything really flows really nicely in there. So again, commend you for that. So yeah, walk us through what.
So yeah, this is a vinegar base, and I use Mexican oregano to give it a more earthy undertone to it.
Okay.
Trying to get around the onions for you.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, try to get a cauliflower. Cauliflower's
I see that right on top too.
Oh, I love beautiful. Some cauliflower.
Hold on, just a second there, kid.
He's I'm envious. He's envious of my cauliflower. I know. By the way, I don't know what pun that is, but I just made it a pun. So.
So there's some chili de arbol in there. Right. There's some peppercorns, bay leaf.
Making a mess.
And Mike's asking, do you ship Rocky size jars?
Rocky.
I don't know if I know what Rocky size jars.
All right. So what like a Rocky size jar is a friend of mine, Mike Cunningham.
Huh? That's who commented, by the way.
Okay, that's I kind of figured because he's the only one that really knows what a Rocky size jar is.
I couldn't figure that out at all. But
he's in absolute love with the liquid gold.
Okay, cool.
And he lost a beloved pet of his named Rocky right before Christmas.
Sorry to hear that, Mike.
And I just wanted to, you know, do a little something special for him because he's a good guy. And so I took a half-gallon jar, filled it with liquid gold, and put it in a box and placed it on his front porch as a Christmas present. And I wrote a little note. This is, you know, like when you have bottles of champagne, there's the Magnum and there's the Ebenezer and all the different sizes, it goes bigger. So I just named it the Rocky because it's a big jar. That's what that was about.
That's so nice of you. And I mean, honestly, stuff like that just warms my heart, especially with local business, small business. You're able to touch someone like that and be able to do that. I'm sure, you know, calling it the Rocky sounds awesome now.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
It's just the little things, you know.
You should give that as an option.
I can definitely do it. Because I don't want to put that much in inventory.
I understand.
Special order only.
Yeah, I would.
Right. Obviously, just special order, made to order. But having it as an option.
Oh, for sure. That's always an option. I mean, I should put that on there, because I do sell quart sizes as well. Heifer Barbecue is a friend of mine in the city who does pop ups, and he buys quarts of my stuff all the time to serve with his barbecue.
Awesome.
And so I keep jars of that on hand for him because I know he's a purchaser of that. But as far as listing that's a great idea, and we can definitely work on that. If somebody wants something that large, it's not that difficult to do.
Fantastic. Well, awesome. You heard it there, and you get 15% off too, which is even better. So we need to get through some more of this product, I just don't want we're gonna taste off air. So first off, that tasted as good as it looked.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
That was honestly wonderful. Soup, like exact carrot flavoring, not too spicy. Solid. Super great. Awesome job with that. So what was the name of that one again?
That is the Kickin' Carrots.
Kickin' Carrots. Okay, cool. What do we got next on the plate?
So the next one is the Cowboy Carrots, and that was designed from a customer who wanted me to take the carrots from the Kickin' Carrots and combine it with the cowboy candy.
Okay.
So it's just those two, but the carrots are cooked in the Mexican fashion, but the jalapenos are cooked in the cowboy candy way, and it's in that sweet juice.
You're right. Yeah, I got something stuck in
there. Oh, yeah, you got something stuck in there. Yep. Just, No, it's not. It's fine. It's not that hot, guys.
It wasn't that hot, really.
No, I'm just kidding.
I had like a bay leaf or something that was on.
Yeah,
on
you had a bay leaf. Okay. Yeah, you a whole bay leaf.
All right, so that's this is the cowboy carrots.
Stuck right there.
So it's a little sweet, a little heat.
Fantastic.
And then we'll get into the mustards next.
Okay, cool. So is this, what do you put this on in terms of, I guess each one of them you can kind of experiment as you told before.
Right. So this is more nachos if you're doing a Mexican themed dinner, you know, tacos, burritos, whatever. It's a staple from whenever we have Mexican food. Nice. That or the kicking carrots go together.
It's amazing. That's like my favorite. I'm not going to lie. It's so good. It hits the spot like right away.
Yeah. And so then all those carrots, you see, they're crinkle cut. I crinkle cut each one of those.
You're so fancy.
Yeah. I want to add a little flair to it.
But there's a texture to that too, right? Mm-hmm. And there's you can actually feel that texture kind of go in too, which is awesome. Okay. While they're chomping down on that, so what was the name of that one again?
This is cowboy carrots.
Cowboy carrots. Okay, so it's cowboy candy mixed with
the kicking carrots only.
Phenomenal. What do we got next on here?
All right, so we have four flavors of mustard seed. Okay. I'll let you guys choose which one you want to try.
Yep.
I make a regular, which is like just like your regular yellow mustard you pull out of your jar,
okay,
out of your fridge. Then there's a honey bourbon.
Okay.
Then there's a kickin', where there is a jalapeno slice in each one. Mm-hmm. And then there's the trifecta. And the trifecta is like your stone ground. It's a yellow, black, and brown mustard seed combined. And this is a very simple process. All I really do is it's the seeds soak in a vinegar blend for 24 to 30 hours, and then it just gets cooked down. The honey bourbon gets a splash of, there's bourbon when it gets soaking, and then I put a little splash before I can it. So each of you can try a different one. Mm-hmm. I know Keith likes the trifecta, but everybody has their own mustard level that they like. Okay. And the best thing about the mustard seed is that when you grab your jar, your bottle, I should say, out of your refrigerator, and you squirt it, and you get that yellow water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This doesn't happen because it's like little orbs. It almost looks like mustard caviar, like some people like to call it. Mm-hmm. So you guys can try that.
So what, out of all the mustards that we have, because we're running low on time here, and I want to make sure I obviously talk about each of your products and kind of really dive deep, but I also just want to kind of pick your favorites. You know what I mean? So
okay. I guess it depends on what you're having. So the honey bourbon one is good like on a charcuterie board. The regular one is good when you're just having a hot dog or a hamburger. It actually is really good in pulled pork and coleslaw. And when you add the coleslaw, it has a little pop to it.
Keith just got an idea, by the way. Did you see that?
If you just want to add a little spice to it.
He's drooling
and
now.
And then if you're really into the heavy mustard flavors, that's when you want to go to the trifecta. It's all what your palate wants.
I just really want to try the fact. Try. Look at that. Can't
try
even
the trifecta.
Try the trifecta.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Go for it.
I don't know which one it is again.
Here's a little spoon to use.
Great. Fantastic. Which just is, because of the name, this thing has some serious
color to it. Do you see this? I've literally had it like, three times in the last like 48 hours.
That's a cool spoon.
On my sandwiches.
Cool spoon.
It last night. Had today for lunch.
It's like caviar. It really looks like caviar.
I mean, it's just literally, it's just.
It's like little eggs in here. This is a wicked cool spoon.
Oh, yeah, right?
So wicked. Good. You like that, Brandon? That was a. It was
there
a,
it is.
A wicked.
There's New York
wicked,
coming
wicked,
out.
Wicked, wicked good, bro. Man. It's wicked good.
And then while they're doing that, we'll end it up with, I do a dilly type of vegetable as well. So I do a dilly Brussels sprout, a spicy dilly Brussels sprout, a birdie bean, which is like a dill green bean, and a spicy version. And that's all for like your, add to your Bloody Marys.
Really?
There are so many flavors in my mouth right now. It sounds so bad, but I don't care. I don't care. There's like a party going on in there. Like, there's literally a party in my mouth right now.
And everybody's coming?
Everybody's coming.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Shmee Schmorschman. All right.
That's when we, there we go. Almost eventually.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's your party going?
Going good.
Do it solid.
There's some wicked flavors in there.
Right?
I just said wicked again. Bringing it out. What's happening right now? Never say wicked. Wicked!
It's incredible. It's so, like, I can picture that on hot dogs, on sausages, anything, everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever had Duke's Mayo?
I have not had Duke's Mayo.
Okay. I would suggest, if I don't know if you're a Mayo guy.
I love Mayo.
I love Duke's Mayo.
Duke's Mayo is incredible.
Cool.
This, with Duke's Mayo on a sandwich, fire. Fire completely. So if everybody was watching, I highly recommend getting these, the trifecta, and all the other products. But It's great. Great on the sandwich.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right. You're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Net. We have Fred Dudek from Little Bird Kitchen that has joined us, brought us a great variety of different gourmet condiments.
Craft condiments.
Yeah, I don't have an oven.
I like gourmet, too.
Did you say gourmet?
We can just say gourmet craft condiments. We're just going to add them all
together.
And
remember, when you do order, mention expert to get your 15% discount.
Really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only and is a generalization of common DIY projects. Each home project may encounter unforeseen issues with specific circumstances that may not be covered in discussion of this program. This program makes no representations as to the completeness of the information and expressly disclaims any implied warranties as to the fitness of the information to any particular purpose. Before starting any projects, it is recommended the homeowner research the skills and proper materials necessary, as well as any and all local requirements for permits. If there is any doubt, it is advised that a licensed contractor be consulted prior to commencing your particular project.